to the game. I learned about Ryan's concussion. He's doing well. I would be hopeful that he'll be ready for the game, but you know, he has to go through the protocol.
Mike, do you have any hope of
this week, or you just sort of work that way? It depends who you talk to. We're not as healthy as the football team as I thought we would be today. Josh Sitton's particular case, he went through the individual drills today. Felt very good, but you know, talking to the medical staff prior to practice, they didn't feel as good about him. So, you know, it's kind of a common theme that you go through dealing with the doctors versus the players. So we'll see how Josh is tomorrow, and maybe potentially he'll do more tomorrow. So I don't have a feel either way on Josh.
How about Starks?
He worked out hard yesterday. Did not have a positive exam today, so he'll be examined on Friday.
Mike, when you've got linebackers like G.J. Smith and Robert Francois playing and doing a good job filling in for the injured Bishop and Hawk, do you say to yourself, maybe we need to try to get these guys on the field even when you get healthy again, or do they just kind of go back to their own game?
Well, I think what happens when you have players step up and take advantage of the opportunity, you do want to try to increase their role. So, you know, that's something you look for, you know, within the game planning, whether it's certain defensive personnel groups that you increase or not increase. Obviously, I'm not going to get into specifics of it, but, you know, DJ and Robert definitely earned opportunities to have an increased role. But, you know, on the other side of it, AJ Hawk's our starter, and he's back. And, you know, so we'll move forward with AJ. But we feel very good about DJ and Robert. Well, the one variable that really is really so genius of our personnel department, you know, you go through all the measurables, character, and so forth. You know, at the end of the conversation, is this man a football player? I mean, can this guy play football in his particular position? Is it? And it sounds general, it sounds obvious, but it's something that they do a great job of, just trying not to get into a bunch of projections and where you can have a tendency to miss more than you hit. But playmaking ability, handling the football, is definitely something we pay close attention to with all the perimeter players on both offense, defense, and special teams. So it's something that's talked about a lot when we're evaluating perimeter players.
What do you think of your pass protection in the last couple games?
Fine. Looks good. We're going to do grades on Wednesday. You guys are beautiful. I'm thinking about Kansas City right now. I have to go back to my grade sheet. Our offense, we graded out pretty high in the game overall. I don't recall the number of hits. So you have to excuse me. I could have gave it to you Monday. But, you know, I think Dietrich, the combination of Dietrich and Derek and Marshall, as I stated on Monday, it's not as clean when you don't play five guys and with to get the continuity that you would like. So I feel good about our pass protection.
Mike, with them having an interim coach, is there some element of unknown that's kind of thrown into the mix this week? The fact that obviously Romeo is going to be coaching his first game there.
Well, I think any time you have a new voice, a new individual at the front of the room, there's new energy, there's new optimism. I think that's natural. I think that's human nature. Knowing Romeo, just in a number of times I've had a chance to compete against him, he's a very likable person. We feel strongly that their team's going to come out and play, you know, a spirited football game for him, for the organization. I've had the opportunity to work there. It's a great place to play. They have great fans, and so this will be, you know, it's a new opportunity. So, and it's probably a new opportunity for certain individuals on their football team. You know, Todd Haley's a damn good football coach, but you know, they made a change, and there'll be a new energy source that comes out of change. That's been my experience.
Would you expect surprises?
Excuse me?
Would you expect surprises from them?
Well, I think you have to coach for no surprises. I mean, that was one of my objectives in the team meeting this morning. I mean, you can't be surprised by anything. So, you know, I don't think Romeo, just competing against him in the past defensively, is going to get away from what he does. Their defense is very well coordinated. That they, you can see their players have a good understanding of their scheme. You know, they're probably looking for a shot in the arm on offense just because based the way they're handling the quarterback position, that's my projection. So we'll see which way they go there. And special teams, they're definitely not scared of deceptives, that's for sure. So they're pretty wide open as far as trying to hit, you know, hand you different schemes week in and week out. So we're preparing for everything.
Mike, how do you get a handle on that quarterback situation you just alluded to? Kyle Orton plays, he's played one snap with this personnel.
Yeah.
You faced him. Stansy's a virtual unknown.
You know, really, I like Kyle Orton as a quarterback. Stansy, we'll go back to his training film, but playing against Kyle early in the year, you might know some of his mannerisms, but it isn't a new offense with new personnel. So, you know, at the end of the day, and it usually rolls around Friday, you really get back to focusing on what you're going to do to your opponent, and that's what we'll get to. So we'll have our guys prepared for everything, and then we'll handle the unknown with our base concepts. No, Robert Francois, I mean, he's such a workmanlike individual. He's earned every opportunity and has really, you know, produced over and over again, given the opportunity. And so I'm not surprised by his production, especially for the amount of time he puts in. He's an extremely hard worker. He's one of the guys that you may come down here at night, 8:30, and he'll be in the locker room, you know, or be in the weight room. So, I mean, he puts a lot of extra time in. So, and you've seen the benefits of that. I know different than DJ for a young guy to see him in there Monday watching extra film, and he was really impressive. His college tape at Appalachia, I mean, that's something you can see. The guy ran around and made plays, so it's no surprise that they're productive with their opportunities. DJ was very productive on special teams from day one, so it's good to see young guys have success.
Mike, when you think about your plan for the last three games of the regular season. Everyone has an opinion, of course. Some people's opinions don't matter at all, like the media. Some people in the building, players, management, things like that, you take into account. How does actually seeing a key player like Greg Jennings get hurt in front of you affect everybody as they sort of have opinions and go into planning those last three games?
You know, that's really a broad question for a lot of different people. I couldn't speak on how the players feel about it, but I would say our players, you know, they want to play games. I mean, coaches, players play, and coaches coach. I don't think that ever changes. So I haven't seen a reaction to Greg's or any of our players' injuries, and I think our experience last year helps us in this type of situation.
What about you? Does it change your thinking?
No. I'm just playing and taking it one day at a time.
Passing numbers have been up throughout the league.
Well, first, I would think the natural reaction, everybody wants to point to the rules. So, but it is a more wide open game. There's no doubt about it. I know my time in the NFL, it's you know, people play you more wide open just in the approach of it. And, you know, with that, and then you get on the other side of one of those type of games, and you don't have the ability to catch up. And then so it's almost like you have to have that as part of your offense. But you have to give credit to the training and the development of quarterbacks. You got to give the credit to the quarterbacks that are making these types of throws and just playing at the level that they are. And so. But the game is definitely tilted that way. I don't think you can deny it at all as far as the way it's regulated.
Mike, I know Aaron spreads it around to a lot of guys, maybe as well as anybody, but how do you think you'll handle just not having Greg for this stretch?
Well, I think Aaron's going to continue to do his job. He's going to, you know, he's going to take what the defense gives him. He's going to run the offense and play to the design of the play versus the coverage versus the matchups and so forth. I don't think it's going to change the way Aaron plays. We're very fortunate that we have a number of perimeter plays that can be productive. So, I mean, we're going to run our offense. We're not going to change anything. You know, but on the other side of it, Greg is a very, very valuable member to our football team. But you know, as far as Aaron's approach, it won't change.
Mike, speaking of sharing the ball, spreading it around, is that something that he's always just had, or is that something you guys have worked on together real hard?
I really can't answer, you know, based on his past experience. He does a great job in his time here of running the offense, staying on point, you know, starting progression, going through the progression. His ability to extend plays and get it out of the pocket is, in my opinion, second to none as far as getting out of the pocket and throwing the ball, and also the ability to make plays with his feet. So, you know, he my memories of him at Cal, he looked to be very systematic and very disciplined in their offense. You know, I did not see him playing junior college and high school.
Mike, Aaron said on his radio show yesterday that he's been given insight into the plans for the next few weeks, and that he hopes that on Sunday, if you guys reach your next goal, that the whole team will be given that. Why did you decide to confide in him to that degree?
Inside information? I can't really comment on that. I don't know really where you're going at with that, but you know, our focus for Sunday is 14-0. I mean, I've been saying it for weeks. Home field advantage is our goal. That's our next goal. We have an opportunity to get that done in Kansas City, and that was my message to the team today in the team meeting.
Mike, you got a chance to accomplish something pretty special by going undefeated on the road. We know what you did last year in the playoffs on the road. We'll talk about the value of the routine you have on the road, but is there anything special about winning in somebody else's place? I mean, anything a little more satisfying about that, whether it's your fans taking a building over or just winning?
Very gratifying winning on the road, and really, personally for me, it starts when you're in that locker room, because you know you're in their locker rooms, and you know, to walk into the stadium, to drive into the stadium. You know, some stadiums are a little different than others, but the reaction of the fans to your bus as you drive in, it's all part of the great experience of the National Football League, competing on the road, and then you know we're so fortunate. What our fan base there have been stadiums that have been taken over by our fans, you know, particularly later in the game. So it's very gratifying to go into somebody's house and defeat them. You know, and this will be a huge challenge. Arrowhead Stadium is clearly one of the best stadiums as far as fan support, and this will be a big challenge for us.